This is Missouri Appellate Opinions, presented by Ott Law Firm, a St. Louis area plaintiff's litigation firm. Today's case, James Marshall Scott, Appellant versus State of Missouri Respondent, decided June 17, 2025 by the Missouri Court of Appeals, Eastern District, James Marshall Scott, number ED12665. Appellant, appeal from the Circuit Court of the City of St. Louis versus 1822 CCE1174, State of Missouri, Honorable John T. Byrd, Respondent, filed June 17, 2025. Before James M. Dowd, P.J., Angela T. Quiglis, J., and Lisa P. Page, J. Opinion. In this post-conviction relief case, appellant James Scott filed his pro se motion seeking relief under Rule 2915. 1. Following a jury trial that resulted in his convictions on 3 counts of first-degree robbery, 3 counts of armed criminal action, and second-degree attempted robbery, arising out of his crime spree against 5 victims over a 3-week period. This court issued its mandate affirming Scott's convictions in his direct appeal on July 5, 2018, which meant that Scott's amended motion was due 60 days later, September 4th. Second appointed counsel, however, did not file the amended motion until October 3rd. Nevertheless, the motion court considered Scott's untimely amended motion, held an evidentiary hearing, and then denied it. 1. All rule references are to the Missouri Supreme Court rules, 2018. 260 days from July 5th was September 3rd, but that date was Labor Day, so September 4th is the pertinent due date here. Rule 44.01a. 2. Though Scott brings 4 points on appeal, we do not reach their merits because his amended motion was untimely and the court failed to conduct an abandonment inquiry as required by Rule 2915G. Therefore, we must reverse and remand for that purpose. Background. From late December 2013 into early January 2014, Scott robbed 5 victims, 3 in the central west end area of St. Louis City and 2 near the intersection of E. Grand and N. Broadway. The jury found him guilty of all charges, 3 counts of robbery first, 3 counts of armed criminal action, and 1 count of attempted robbery. The court sentenced Scott as a prior offender to 7 years for the attempted robbery and life in prison for each of the remaining convictions. This court affirmed the convictions in State v. Scott, 548 SW3D 351, Moner Appards ED 2018. On May 11, 2018, Scott prematurely filed his Pro Se Rule 29.15 motion. 6 days later, the motion court appointed the Public Defender's Office to represent him. On June 29, 2018, post-conviction counsel entered her appearance and requested a 30-day extension to file an amended motion. The court did not rule on the motion. Then, on July 5, 2018, this court issued its mandate in Scott, 548 SW3D 351. Thus, pursuant to Rule 2915G, Scott's amended motion was due on September 4, 2018. On August 29, 2018, post-conviction counsel again requested a 30-day extension to file Scott's amended motion, which the court granted on September 13th, but the amended motion's filing deadline had already expired 9 days earlier. Counsel filed Scott's amended motion on October 3rd. The court held an evidentiary hearing on the amended motion and then denied it. This appeal follows. Standard of review. We review a denial of a Rule 29.15 motion for post-conviction relief only to determine whether the court's findings of fact and conclusions of law are clearly erroneous. Rule 29.15K. 3 Swallow v. Estate, 398 SW3D, 110 Moward Bank, 2013. Findings and conclusions are clearly erroneous only when, in light of the entire record, the court is left with the definite and firm impression that a mistake has been made. Adhered at 3. The filing deadlines for post-conviction relief are mandatory and cannot be waived. Watson v. State, 536 SW3D, 716, 717, Moward Bank, 2018. Quoting Cox v. State, 445 SW3D 131, 134, MOAP WD 2014. Discussion. Scott brings 4 points on appeal claiming that the trial court erred in denying his Rule 29.15 motion because he proved that his counsel was ineffective in the following ways. 1. By failing to investigate alibi witnesses. 2. By failing to investigate hospital records. 3. By failing to impeach a witness with a prior inconsistent statement. And 4. By failing to object when the prosecutor argued that Scott should be punished for conduct for which he was acquitted. The state, however, claims that since Scott's amended motion was late, it can only be considered if the motion court conducts an abandonment inquiry, something it failed to do, and determines that the late filing was counsel's fault, not Scott's. We agree with the state and reverse and remand for an abandonment inquiry. If the defendant seeks to vacate or set aside the court's judgment on direct appeal, an amended motee